Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. I want to just look at one verse tonight for just a moment. And I know we've had a long week. Everybody's been busy. So I'll try to be brief tonight as I know how, as I can, with the help of the Lord. If you'll just pray, amen. I believe God's already helped us tonight. Amen. I believe the Holy Ghost of God's already moved through here. But praise God, we might as well just move through here with His power, amen. Power of God never let us down, I guarantee you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 4, I want to look at one verse. If you have your place, stand with us in honor of reading God's Word. The Bible says in verse 12, "For the Word of God is quick." That means it's alive, it's vibrant, "and powerful, and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." I want to preach just a little while tonight on this thought, and in order to help our heart, oh, what power! Oh, what power! As we look at this Word tonight and we see that the Bible says that the Word of God, now I'm glad it's not the words of Obama. I'm glad it's not even the words of my mama. But praise God, it's the words of God that makes a difference in our life. And I want to say, when we begin to believe God and we begin to trust God and we begin to adhere to His Word and trust His Word, praise God, there's nothing that God can't do for me and you. And there's nothing that we can't be for God when we want to. Amen. Praise God, when we focus on Him, when we begin to realize what power we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, tonight He says that it's penetrating power. Amen. He said the Word of God is piercing, dividing asunder soul and spirit. Amen. That means it penetrates, praise God, and it penetrates. What does it penetrate tonight? It penetrates the heart of an unbelieving sinner. The Word of God, praise God, it pierces and it penetrates the heart, did you hear me, of an old unbelieving sinner. Some old sinner that don't know. Some old sinner that's deceived. Some old sinner that's out in the world, lost without God. But it takes that Word of God, that precious Word of truth, to penetrate that old stony heart and show them their need for salvation. It takes the Word of God, amen, to pierce into the depths of the soul and show us the error of our ways and the goodness of God's. It takes the Word, amen, to penetrate, amen, to that place where we find salvation in the Lord. Amen. It's penetrating power that God has tonight. It's penetrating to the hearts and the souls of men. It penetrates into the depths of soul, and it begins to stir us, and it begins to show us our need. It begins to point us in directions that we've never went before. Amen. Have you ever noticed how how God all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost of God will penetrate your heart and He'll start sending you to do things, say things, and act way, praise God, that you've never done before? People start looking at you and say, they're a little peculiar. Said old brother such and such, old sister such and such, started acting kind of strange. You know what that is? That's that penetrating power of the Word of God, amen, coming down into the souls of men, penetrating, dividing our soul, spirit. Praise God, it comes down to spirit. Praise God, it touches our hearts. Amen. The Spirit of God starts to penetrate our spirit. Starts coming to a place of reconciliation, a place where we begin to realize and recognize that we can rely on God. Amen. That's what that penetrating power does. That's what the penetrating force of God does. It comes down to where we live. It comes into a place, praise God, where most people say, well, I never thought anything could change them. Have you ever known people? I've known people in my life, I thought, you know what? There's no way in the world that they'll ever change. But praise God, Bible says there's nothing impossible with God. What happened to them, preacher? Hey, they was a wild, wicked thing, but something happened to them. Something changed them. It was that penetrating power of the Word of God. If there's ever going to be a change in me or you, praise God, it'll take that penetrating power of the Word of God, praise God, to cut and divide, amen, to separate the good from the bad. And you know what happens? That Holy Ghost of God, when He penetrates, praise God, He separates and He gets rid of the bad. You know why He does that? To make room for the good. All that good, praise God, that God's got to bestow on us, to bless us with, amen. Because of that penetration, we have those blessings. They come down and they come into us, praise God. They begin to change us, praise God, from the inside out. He cut that penetrating, praise God. It's just like a big old knife. It cuts out the bad. Amen. It severs it off, praise God, and gets rid of it so that the good can have a place to grow. Amen. Praise the Lord. It don't get no better. Oh, what power we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what power we have in the Word of God. Devastating power, a magnificent power. Praise God, it penetrates the hearts and souls of men. He comes to the heart of an old unbelieving sinner. And He brings forgiveness, praise God, and brings those to repentance. Amen? We get forgiveness, praise God, when that penetrating power brings us to a place of repentance. And we realize that, hey, praise God, if we're a child of God, we can't do that no more. We can't act that way no more. Why? Because the penetrating power of God, amen, it comes down to where we're at and it carves that up, praise God. It cuts that up, it dashes and slices, praise God, and gets rid of that old stuff. Amen. Brings us to a place of repentance. Amen. That penetrating power brings us to a place of repentance. We say, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. Even just because we thank it. Amen. Before we thank it, before we ever do it, praise God, and we say, oh God, forgive me of that. You ever have to do that? You ever say, oh God, forgive me for thinking such a thing? Well, I tell you what, God likes it when we don't entertain it. Amen. Praise God, old devil puts it in your mind, this old flesh will bring it to your mind. But praise God, that penetrating force, amen, it comes down there where you're at. It penetrates the saving of the soul. It penetrates praise, to bring us to repentance. And we say, Lord, I'm sorry, help me, Lord. Forgive me, God. Praise God, that penetrating force, praise God, it moves in and it penetrates, it separates us, praise God, from that we would do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it gives us that we should do. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That penetrating force, it penetrates. It penetrates into those burdens that we have. Amen. That penetrating force comes down into the burdens of situations that we get ourselves in. Praise God, that penetrating force of God. I've heard people say, you know, I've got in certain situations, different difficult things come up in my life. And said, I didn't know what to do, and I just, been praying and asking God, and all of a sudden I just opened my Bible, and there it was. Amen. That penetrating power, praise God, it just came in, and it just like a knife, praise God, it just cut through my soul and said, here's the answer. Amen. The Word of God, that penetrating force that comes in, praise God, and it carves, slashes, dices, praise God, and gives us the answers. That's penetrating force. That's that comes in and makes a difference in our lives. That's that we can build upon, praise God, and we can take it to our heart and realize and recognize, praise God, that power, it's not from around here. That penetrating power that we have and the Word of God, amen, it's from another world. Amen. It amazes me. It blows my mind. All these people that sit around, these scientists and these scholars, and they're trying to figure out all these aspects of the universe. And it's all written in the volume of the book. Amen. Every bit of it's here. They wonder and they worry about creation. They try to figure out creation. Praise God. God said, and if they just listen, God's a raised head. He said, I did that. Amen. Praise God. That penetrating force. Amen. Wisdom and unction, knowledge. Praise God. It's there. It's penetrating. If we'll just listen. Amen. It penetrates our heart. It shows us our way. If we just listen. Praise God. But when we get in those situations, praise God, that penetrating force, it embodies, it comforts us, praise God, with a great comfort. Amen. It's there to comfort us, praise God, in the time of sorrow. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's there to console us when we need consoling. Amen. He said that we have a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Say, praise God. He said, when you're out there by yourself, praise God, that penetrating force, it comes to where we're at, praise God. And he says, you know what? You're not alone.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I was talking to a lady here a while back, and she said, I get so lonely. She'd lost her husband. And she said, I get so lonely because I'm all by myself. And I said, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? She said, oh, yes, I've been saved. I said, well, see, you. I said, you're mistaken. I said, you're never by yourself. I said, you've got a loving Savior that's there with you, and He cares for you. You said, well, preacher, she wasn't talking. I know what she was talking about. I know she was getting lost. I knew she had been with that mate for years and years, and he had passed on, and I know she missed him. But I wanted to reaffirm, praise God, that there was somebody else she could still talk to. At Pentecost first, I said, hey, listen, there's a comforter that cares. Amen. That comfort's in the Lord Jesus Christ. That comfort's in that sweet Holy Spirit that He sends to live inside us. Amen. The power of God. Oh, what power is penetrating. Praise God. Not only is it penetrating, but it's overcoming power. Amen. Praise the Lord. When Jesus is there in Luke verse 4 and verse 8, Luke chapter 4 verse 8, and He told Peter, Jesus answered Peter, and He said, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. Amen. Amen. When He was speaking there, he was talking to the devil. Amen. And He said, get thee behind me. Amen. He was talking, about that forces of evil, praise God. He was talking about that overcoming power, praise God, that God had from above. He was talking about that power that God had to minister to His people. That power that would help Him to overcome the forces of this world. Amen. He said, there's no power, praise God. There's nothing that'll overcome the world like the Lord Jesus Christ. The power that He has. Amen. To reach down, praise God, to where we're at. When we can't reach up to Him, praise God, He reaches down to where we are and He lifts us up by His power. Amen. It's the might of God that makes the difference. But he was in that wilderness. Everybody, if we'd have been there, we'd have said, well, we're all alone in this. We have no help. Amen. But I want to say, even in the wilderness, praise God, there's overcoming power in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have power in Him, praise God. That's manifest to me and you. Praise the Lord. He gives us power to overcome the enemy. Amen. We have the enemy. We have an enemy which the devil tells us is Satan. We have an enemy, the Bible tells us, that is not only the devil, but it's all flesh that we live in. But praise God, He tells us in Romans 8 and 37, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Amen. What is He saying? He said we have overcoming powers, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the power, praise God, to overcome every obstacle that we face. We have the power in God Almighty. Amen. Bless His holy name. The overcoming power. The Lord never let this thing of the world, the devil, the demons of hell, praise God, get Him down, because He had overcoming power in the good God of glory. I want to say we're serving the same God today. Same overcoming power, praise God. We have that in our lives when we trust Him. Amen? So Word of God, it's penetrating, it's overcoming. But it's not only penetrating and overcoming, but it's wonder-working power. Amen? I mean, I'm talking about powers that work wonders, amen, that we can't even begin to explain. Amen? Remember the day Jesus was down on the Sea of Galilee? He tells us over in Luke verse 5. If you want to turn there, let me show you that. I don't want to mess that up. Luke verse 5, chapter 5. He said, and it came to pass, as the people pressed upon Him to hear the word of God, He stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and He saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Now they come to a place they had finished their day. They had come to a place where they had already admitted defeat. You may be here tonight and you've come to a place that you've already admitted defeat. But praise be to God, I want to say, when it comes to a place where it seems like defeat is going to take over, praise God, I want to say there's wonder-working power in the presence of the Lord. I want to say there's wonder-working power in the Word of God tonight. He said He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed Him that He would thrust out a little from the land, and He sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Amen. Now watch this. Now when He had left speaking, He said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Now, he didn't say, see if you could catch a fish or two. Amen? He didn't say, maybe you might catch a few minnows in there that'll buy you some lunch. He said, praise God, cast out in deep that you might catch a draught, praise God, that your nets would be full. Amen. And Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Amen. And they beckoned under their partners, which were in other ships, and that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. He said, hey, listen. He said, we serving a wonder working God, amen. He has the power, and through His word, amen, to perform miracles in our lives. At His word they cast out. At that word they cast the net. Praise God. And they received unto themselves, praise God, the results. Praise the Lord. The power of His word. What power we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter obeyed the Lord Jesus. And look at the result. Praise God. His nets, his boat was running over. Amen. The boats, praise God. Brother Andrew, him and his partners, praise God. Peter, James, and John, praise God, their boats was running over. They began to sink. They began to take on water. Amen. Why? Because they believed God. The wonder-working power of the Lord made a difference. Amen. They saw it. And you don't say, you know what's the amazing thing? This power is still the same today. The wonder-working power of God. We've seen Him save old sinners. Amen. We've seen Him save old sinners. We've seen Him birth folks into the family of God. We've seen Him change lives of people that were sick and the doctors would give up. But praise God, God never quit. Wonder-working power. Praise the Lord. Penetrating power. Overcoming power. Wonder-working power. It's all still real today. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. But not only is it penetrating, overcoming, and wonder-working, but the Bible says it's everlasting power. Amen. I want to say the Word of God will never fail. Amen. We can always go Word of God, and we can always count on it, praise God, to make a difference. Amen. He says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but My words shall not pass away. See, everything around us is temporal. Everything around us, not just temporary. It's fleeting for just a moment, and it's gone. You think about how many things in your life that you knew, that you've known about, and now they're gone. They've went off into abstentia. They've went off. They're no longer around. Amen. Maybe they're obsolete. Amen. But He said, praise God, God's Word's never obsolete. But it's always real. It's always powerful. Praise the Lord. Everlasting power. It never gets old. It never gets weak. Amen. It's always everlasting power. The power of God's Word, it endures. Praise God. We look for everything in this world. We put our trust in. Amen. We put our trust in man. We put our trust in weaponry. We put our trust in missile defense systems. We put our trust in all these things. We put our trust in army. We put our trust in the Navy. We put our trust in all these. When we ought to be putting our trust, amen, praise God, in the Lord. Amen. Put our trust in the Word of God, amen. What God says. We can trust Him. It has everlasting power, praise God. His power is inextinguishable. Praise the Lord, it always is. Praise the Lord. We count on all these things for our safety. Praise God. And what we need is for our safety is the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God. In Psalms 119:89, the Bible says, forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven. Amen. God's already said, this is the way it is. Amen. He said, I don't care how much they want to change it. This is the way it is. I like that verse right there, Brother David. That tells me that God ain't going to change His mind. Amen. He's same yesterday, today, and He's going to be the same forever. He's not going to change His mind, praise God. We have everlasting power in the Word of God. An unchanging God. Because we have an unchanging word. Oh, what power we have! Penetrating, overcoming, wonder-working, everlasting. But praise God, we also, Bible says, we have revealing power. Amen. That power that reveals to me and you the precious things of God. It reveals to us tonight the very mind of God. Amen. So that we can see. I'm glad that God ain't some obscure thing out there that He just wants us to wonder about. Amen. That's not the God I serve. Amen. My God, give me a book, and in the volume of book, it's written of Him. It's all about Him. About my Lord and Savior, praise God. What power we have, praise God, in the revealing of His power, the revealing of His Word. Hebrews 4:12, the Bible said, and we read and you're hearing, the Word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. It helps us determine. It helps us to see. It helps us to realize the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God reveals the very will for mankind. It reveals His will. Amen. He offers us love. He offers us salvation. Amen. He offers us the comfort and of the Comforter. God's will, God's Word, praise God, the power of His Word reveals to us all the things that He has for us. Amen. What power we have in the revealed Word of God. Amen. It's not a secret that He keeps from us, but He reveals Himself to us so that we might know Him in the power of His salvation. Amen. It takes Him revealing us, amen, to help us to realize that we need to be saved. It takes God revealing Himself to help us realize that we're just old sinners in need of a Savior. Amen. It takes that revealing for us to see it, praise God. And praise the Lord, He reveals it to us. He reveals it to us through the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. He comes in and He cleans us. He empowers us. He directs us. Amen. All through the revealing of God's Word. That's how we get the help. That's how we know how to make the changes that we need to make. I want to say tonight, change ain't always a bad thing. Amen. When it comes to the soul of men, praise God, by the power of His Word, amen, He begins to reveal things to us. And praise God, when He reveals us, we need to look at Him closely. Like we was talking about this morning, to look in that mirror close, amen, with an inspection and at the revealing and say, Lord, what do I need to do now? Amen. Praise the Lord. It gives us that cleansing power. Praise God. But not only would it give us that cleansing power, not only would it give us that direction when He begins to reveal things to us, but He begins to guide us in truth. In John 16:13, He says this, He will guide you into all truth. So that's why I said He don't leave you out there in obscurity. God guides you into truth. He helps us. He helps us to see the truth. You know what? Tonight, anything that isn't the truth, you know what it is? It's a lie. Amen. The world's a painting us a bunch of lies. But praise God, God says He reveals to us the truth. Oh, what power we have in the revelation of truth. Who is the truth? What is truth? In John chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's what truth is. The truth is the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And He's revealed in the Word. Amen. He helps us to look and see the Lord Jesus Christ as He is. Amen. We see Him high and lifted up. A lot of people try to paint Him as somebody on a cross. I want to say tonight He passed that scene. Amen. Amen. Jesus passed that scene. Amen. He passed it. He got off the cross. He went to a bar too, but He passed that scene too. Amen. The next scene, praise God, was on Sunday morning, praise God, when He rose from the dead, victorious, praise God. And we see the revealing of the Son, glory to God. Amen. Every time I think about that, I think of the S-O-N, how He come out of there, about the time the S-U-N was beginning to shine. Amen. And praise God, when that S-U-N shined through, they said there's a little wind and they shine through that little wind. That's what they got over in the thing. And I could see just as that S-U-N sun began to shine through that thing, praise God, the S-O-N sun had done left the place. Amen. They traded places. Praise the Lord. Why? Because, hey, praise God, that S-O-N come out that He might reveal to you how much He loved me and you. Praise God. Now that S-U-N might shine. Praise God, let us know that He wasn't there no more. Praise God, because He got up. The power. Oh, what power we have. P-O-W-E-R. Power in the Lord Jesus Christ. Penetrating, overcoming, wonder-working, everlasting. Praise God. Revealing power in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Is there any doubt why we love Him so much? Praise God, He loved us enough, praise God, to give us power. Amen. In the Word of God. See, I think we miss it so many times, church, and I'm done. I think we miss it so many times. We take this blessed old book and we think, well, it's just what God uses to beat us up with. You know, kind of a check and balances. That could be no farther from the truth. God gives us this blessed old book, cause it, not to beat us up, to chastise, but praise God, as a love letter for me and you. It's a love letter, praise God. And He tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, He said, praise God, and He said, it has power to divide, to separate, praise God, to the very soul of man. Praise God, so that we can see God and we can be like Him, praise God, more and more. Day by day. He said, you know what he's saying there? He said, it's powerful. Amen. He said, there's power in it. He said, that power, praise God, that He's revealed to us, that we see, praise God, and we can take it to the bank. That there's a good God of glory tonight that loves us. And He's empowered us to become a child of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is not something to beat us up with, praise God. It's a roadmap for life. That we might live according to His perfect will. And according to His perfect way. Amen. So that He can have His perfect way in our hearts. And when we begin to live like that, praise God, guess what? They's like the old song, peace in the valley. Amen. Peace in the valley. When we live according to His will and according to His word. Why? Because we're empowered. We have the power that comes from God. I want to say tonight, church, we have the power. Amen. I like that song, Brother Lester Jesley, that we have the power. The church, we have the power. Yeah. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been empowered, praise God, by His power, the mighty power, wonder-working power tonight. Amen. Bless His holy name. Ain't you glad that we do? Ain't you glad that we have the power? Amen. Have power. We're not no weaklings, but we're somebody, praise God, that have been empowered. By God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name.